The government may not figure street vendors into the economic equation, but SAS Stephen Ivory visited a stretch of South Central Los Angeles where small business is big.
These are not Wall Street companies, yet the folks who run them know plenty about the mechanics of the economy. They are on the front line of organic consumerism, a line where retail and wholesale are a cash and carry blur. Welcome to the world of the street corner CEO. During weekends on Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles, the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well.
I'm gonna sell them. I'm gonna sell them right here, brother.
On this legendary boulevard from Imperial Street all the way north to Martin Luther King Boulevard and beyond, you will find street merchants proudly selling a variety of goods and services. People like Wanya, a human resource representative from a major aerospace firm, who for the last 4 years on the weekends has moonlit as a merchant.
I have a bunch of household items. I have deodorant, I have candles, I have figurines, and various different items like that. I have mailers for mailing items and different ceramic type items. And everything is 50 cents.
When business is good, Wanya says that between Crenshaw and local swap meets, she can average $500 a day.
Yeah, you can. What usually happens, I get on a corner, and as soon as I get there, I do really, really well. And then after I've been there a while, people have came and they've seen what I had, then it kind of dies down a little bit. And that's probably what's happening right now. So far, I've only taken like maybe 85 bucks. So that's for about 5 hours that I've been here. That's pretty slow. Maybe it's because of the heat, too.
Street vending is about two things, supply and demand and location. Today, Wanya shares the empty lot on this corner with a man selling barbecue, cooking it right here on the street, and Lester Johnson. On this summer day, Lester's supply of electric fans are in demand.
See, that'll keep you nice and cool. Huh?
$35?
Yeah, $35, and yeah, $35 for the big one.
Yes, sir?
No, those are $15. Any other color?
I got green, maybe one or two green. All right, that's all.
How long you been doing this, Lester?
For about 10 years, mostly off the street.
The big retail chains have nothing on Lester.
I got four locations right now, and it's hot right now, so we're doing okay.
Now, Lester is one of those guys who has been in business all his life.
You got that right. Yeah. For Christmas, I asked my mom to get me a lawnmower. She said, well, lawnmower. I said, well, I want to cut some yards. That'll make me some money. And so that's the way I did it. And I've been doing that ever since.
But then, Lester is a man of many talents.
I'm a general contractor by trade. I work for the railroad also. I do that, and I'm a minister. You know, minister in the Word of God.
You got a church?
Yeah. It's called the Gospel Truth, 84th and Norman.
Into eternal life.
Speaking of religion, on a Saturday afternoon on Crenshaw, you can find that here too.
Salvation is a free gift. God loves you and Jesus Christ died for your sin.
Or something secular.
Hot dog, soda, chips, $1.50, 10-minute free massage.
Massages, chips, soda, hot dog,
Femi Lewis's massage parlor, like most things on Crenshaw Boulevard today, has got a thing on it.
We're offering a 10-minute free massage, and also while you're getting the massage, you could get a snack to eat. You know, we have the hot dogs as well as chips. Something small, just so that you at least be part of the festivity of the day.
10-minute free massage.
You know, I had to pass on the massage, but with hot dog, chips, and soda in tow, I moved further north where I found Steven Jackson doing brisk business selling designer sneakers.
I've been in the business over 8 years in the actual fashion business. I'm actually an ex-con that actually did federal time, a long, lengthy period of time. But in that time period, I've been out since 99. I came out with the attitude to not work for the white man, to actually empower myself and hopefully to train youngsters and give them incentives to actually build their own business. A lot of my federal brothers that do come out have been following in my footsteps, opening their own business.
Stephen's location sits in the shadow of retail Goliath Walmart. He doesn't see street vending as second-rate retail business, but an ambitious destination for both the urban businessman and customer.
Sometimes people on Crenshaw can't get this because it might be on Melrose. So we come to the area, it's just like a used car sale. We're going to set up for the weekend and just be there and pretty much give people that want this stuff, they see it on the TV, they can afford it at the price that we're giving it to them, and pretty much, like I said, give our kids an opportunity to have the same thing that they will have to go into Macy's and spend three times the amount on.
Stephen isn't alone in his feelings. The street merchants I spoke with all seem to take a lot of pride in being in the community and serving the people in it. After all, you can't get a hot dog with your massage in Beverly Hills, right there on the street, while you pick up a bean pie, an incense, and some ribs. It's the American way on a South Central Los Angeles boulevard.
Stephen Ivory is a music journalist living in Los Angeles.